Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 221, entitled The Sacrifices of the Lord. I am up early this morning, reflecting on the previous day, on the Lord's supernatural grace and favor over my life. Reading in the book of Exodus as a testament to God's meticulous work and how he prepared Moses to carry out such monumental tasks. As he gives me revelation, I want to point out some things. My flesh has been warring against me because this part of his word can seem redundant and unnecessary if you don't have a teachable heart, an understanding heart. Pray for these virtues, including eyes to see and ears to hear. Number one, you shall take all the fat that covers the intestines and the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, and offer them up in smoke on the altar. But the meat on the bull, its hide, and the contents of its intestines, you shall burn in the fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Exodus chapter 29, verses 13 through 14 of the Amplified Version. All of the blood leaving the stomach and intestines pass through the liver. The liver filters, detoxifies, and breaks down poisonous substances. The kidneys remove waste from the blood and returns clean blood back to the body. Two of the most beneficial organs that were to be offered on the altar as symbols of purification. The meat or flesh, the intestines, which holds much of the body's waste, were to be burnt outside of the camp. Here are three examples of why this is so significant. 1a, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 7 of the King James Version. 1b. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21 of the King James Version. And 1c, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 of the King James Version. Number 2. You shall make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it, like the engravings of a signet, holy to the Lord. You shall fasten it on the front of the turban with a blue cord. It shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall take away the guilt from the holy things which the sons of Israel dedicate, with regard to all their holy gifts. It shall always be on his forehead, so that they may be accepted before the Lord. Exodus chapter 28, verses 36 through 38 of the Amplified Version. As God's priest, Aaron was the human sacrifice, and although he lived, his vocation is to be taken seriously, because he could have been put to death at any moment. This position is not reverent among men today, as we see pastors committing all forms of sin, breaking every commandment given of God. This is a solemn function. Pay attention. 2a. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you who believe have been healed. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and shall anoint them, and consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness. From the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons, when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the holy place, that they bear not iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him. Exodus chapter 28, verses 41 through 43 of the King James Version. All things must be done before the Lord decently and in order. There is an underlying connotation, just as we have seen the perverse way that Jesus was mocked at the Olympics in Paris, displayed across the internet. Why does anyone still watch, and even more egregious, participate in this? What I will say is that it speaks very indicatively to your characters. Drag queens looking foolishly stupid as all who mock others, embarrassing themselves, but so deceived that they have the audacity to believe that they make anyone other than themselves look bad. It is just the same as those who do blackface. You look absurd, stupid, and bizarre. It is not for men to come before the Lord disrespectfully, depraved and degenerate. These priests are already bearing the sins of the entire congregation, but they themselves bear their own iniquities. Let me confirm this three times. 3a. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 of the Amplified Version. 3b. Jesus answered, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, everyone who practices sin habitually is a slave to sin." John chapter 8, verse 34 of the Amplified Version. And 3c. Do you not know that when you continually offer yourselves to someone to do his will, you are the slaves of the one whom you obey? Either slaves of sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness, right standing with God. Romans chapter 6, verse 16 of the Amplified Version. And again, for the wages of sin is death. Do you understand? Number 4. And thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work. After the work of the ephod thou shalt make it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twined linen shalt thou make it. Exodus chapter 28, verse 15 of the King James Version. So Aaron shall carry the names of the sons of Israel, Jacob, in the breastpiece of judgment over his heart when he enters the holy place, to bring them in continual remembrance before the Lord. In the breastpiece of judgment, you shall put the Urim, lights, and the Thummim, perfections, to be used for determining God's will in a matter. They shall be over Aaron's heart whenever he goes before the Lord. And Aaron shall always carry the judgment, verdict, judicial decisions of the sons of Israel over his heart before the Lord. Exodus chapter 28, verses 29 through 30 of the Amplified Version. Here God is showing his love for his chosen, his promise to keep them before him always. This is symbolic of the need to hide God's word in our hearts that we may not sin against him. A precursor to the armor of God written in the New Testament. Articles of protection showing the arduous work of the priesthood. And thou shalt make a plate of pure gold and grave upon it, like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord. And it shall be upon Aaron's forehead, that Aaron may bear the iniquity of the holy things, which the children of Israel shall hallow in all their holy gifts. And it shall be always upon his forehead, that they may be accepted before the Lord. Exodus chapter 28, verses 36 and 38 of the King James Version. Let me confirm this. Because people seem to be under the impression that they are still allowed to blatantly disregard responsibility and accountability, a burden that was to be continually carried and still is by men and women of God. 4a. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage. Because it is written, you shall be holy, set apart, for I am holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 through 16 of the Amplified Version. 4b. So then, being God's children, we should not think that the divine nature, deity, is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the arts and imagination or skill of man. Therefore, God overlooked the former ages of ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. That is, to change their old way of thinking, to regret their past sins, and to seek God's purpose for their lives. Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 30 of the Amplified Version. And 4c. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. People tend to separate this next part, so let's keep it in context. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6, verses 13 through 18 of the King James Version. Number 5. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. Exodus chapter 25, verses 1 through 2 of the King James Version. This is the foundation for the heart of a man. Put simply, this is the premise. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 25 of the King James Version. 5a. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 of the King James Version. Number 6. There I will meet with you from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony. I will speak intimately with you regarding every commandment that I will give you for the Israelites. Exodus chapter 25, verse 22 of the Amplified Version. God talked with Moses face to face. Their relationship was so important to the Master that he has Moses to prepare a place just for them to spend time together. Sometimes as we get so overwhelmed in life, we can lose perspective of what is vitally important. The Spirit spoke to me the other day and reminded me not to neglect our time together. The Almighty, Creator of the heavens and earth, is willing to spend time with us, one-on-one. He wants to be a part of every aspect of our lives. My God. Number 7. You shall command the Israelites to provide you with clear oil of beaten olives for the light, to make a lamp burn continually every night. In the tent of meeting of God with his people, outside the veil which is in front of the ark of the testimony, and sets it apart, Aaron the high priest and his sons shall keep the lamp burning from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a perpetual statute to be observed throughout their generations on behalf of the Israelites. Exodus chapter 27, verses 20 to 21 of the Amplified Version. We did not choose him. He chose us. 7a. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night, from before the people. Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 to 22 of the King James Version. 7b. This is his protection every time we are in the wilderness. The angel of God who had been going in front of the camp of Israel moved and went behind them. The pillar of the cloud moved from in front and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. It was a cloud along with darkness, even by day to the Egyptians. But it gave light by night to the Israelites. So one army did not come near the other all night. Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 through 20 of the Amplified Version. And finally, 7c. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths. I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Thank you again.